You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Are you quite sure, Jazza? You'll probably be terribly bored.
Aye, but now you've dug out your spare pair of binoculars.
I'm perfectly happy to go on my own.
Stop thinking I'm doing you a favour, Jim.
I'm not.
It's no trouble tagging along.
I thought you'd be glad of a lie-in. A day off from the milk round, no other work commitments.
Nah, my head's buzzing too much to stay in bed.
Oh.
To tell you the truth, I didn't get much sleep. I was tuning all sorts of nonsense.
I suppose you could come as far as the hide, then leave me to it.
No, I'm signing up for the whole bird watching experience.
Really?
Nothing else today, have I? Except chip the muck off my overalls and I'm not in the mood.
Very well, then. Though I want to see if there are any lapwing in Jiggins Field before we go to Arkwright.
I was hoping you'd say that. Hold me back. Come on, Ed.
I wonder where they're off to.
Did you see him?
What?
Jazza, with a pair of binoculars around his neck.
That's a first.
Sorry.
Oh, it's me you should be apologising, Fallon.
No, I've dragged you out of bed.
No, you haven't. I want to go to Greenbury.
Pity it has to be such an early start.
Oh, it's not a problem.
But if we're to spot any bargains before we head back.
Kirsty don't mind, does she? Opening the tea room on her own?
No, she'll be fine.
Are we going to have enough time to get round the old thing?
Should do.
I'm still not really clear on how it works.
Well, I've never been on a jumble trail either. But it looks pretty straightforward on the website.
So the stalls are outside people's homes?
Yeah, like a spread out car boot.
And we just, walk up and down?
Well, there's a map online. And what got me interested, it won't be the same old faces that you see at every car boot.
No.
And it won't just be tat, neither. The blurb says there'll be plenty of vintage.
Well, we could do with some of that.
I know. Bad, isn't it? Nothing like enough customers in the tea room.
Well, that's down to the farm shop being shut.
Yeah.
No footfall, no casual trade.
Well, let's hope upcycling can tide us over for a while.
What is it, Henry? Daddy's still very tired. Why didn't you want to go to church with Grandma Ursula?
I wanted to stay with you.
Well, can't you watch television for a while? Till she comes back and takes you to Bridge Farm? What's wrong?
I don't like being on my own.
Oh, Henry. You know the doctor said I need plenty of rest. I'm still not very well. If you want to, you can bring in one or two toys and play quietly in the corner till Grandma Ursula comes back.
I wish Mummy was here.
Well, she's not. Look, if you're feeling miserable, how about we read a story together,
Yes.
Yeah, that's a much better idea. Go and get the book Grandma bought you.
Right. We're in the hide. The shutters open. But don't let excitement get the better of you.
I'm trying, Naughty. My heart's still pounding for the Peelywallies in Jiggins Field.
Peewit or Lapwing?
Like, one name isn't confusing enough.
It's best to leave the binoculars alone for a while. Have a good look round with the naked eye. Get a feel for what's about.
If you say so. A whiteboard with swear words on it.
What?
A screwed up crisp packet.
Oh, the green spinny mob have been in again.
Looks more like Molly's handwriting to me.
Now, I mean, look outside. At the lake, the reed beds, the ash and aspen on the far side. See if anything's moving through.
Okay.
You get more out of it if you do it properly.
Don't fash yourself. I know I've got you knuckled into some kind of hobby. I've that much extra spare time.
Recruit on the water. I think I can hear a sedge warbler somewhere.
I was saying to Kirsty yesterday when I trapped after milk. Too semi-skimmed for her and Roy the weekend. What am I going to do with myself? I'm not seeing to the pigs most days.
Chazza. I'm trying to decide if it's a sedge or reed warbler singing.
Right.
Rather my Achilles heel. Other people don't have any trouble distinguishing the song. This is where bins are essential. if it's willing to show itself.
She asked if I was going up the tea room this morning. She's helping out. You don't catch me up there, but... Sorry, you want me to tick something?
No, only obsessives do that. Like Robert Snell. Have you noticed the great crested grebe?
Probably no.
Coming left to right past the little spit of land.
Oh, aye.
Two chicks on its back.
Got you. We're two wee humbugs.
If we're lucky, we'll see it dive and leave them on the surface.
Oh, that's harsh.
It's passing on feeding skills.
The vast newt put in a lot more hours, but he's no interested. Says he's happy to manage admin for the girls, but no the day-to-day graft. He's got enough on with his own pigs.
Chaser.
No, the grebes are bonny, aye. I'm just saying, things have gone from bad to worse up there. With Tom Archer in charge, I'm not surprised.
Oh, careful, Henry, don't lean against me. That's the side Daddy hurts most.
Sorry.
There. Oh, it's a good picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you see the hungry mouse in the corner? There's nothing to eat in the cupboard. No bacon, no eggs, no bars of chocolate. I wouldn't like living there, would you?
No.
The whole country was starving. Hansel and Gretel's parents decided to have another talk. They were hungry themselves. What could they do? Our children eat too much. Let's lose them in the forest, said their mother. Ooh, that's not very nice, is it?
Stepmother.
She doesn't want to give them any food, does she?
Their stepmother.
Well, actually, it isn't, Henry. These are the original stories, the way they were first told. It's Hansel and Gretel's mother who wants to take them to the forest and let them starve.
Oh.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? No, I'm afraid sometimes even the nicest of mothers can do very bad things.
Like my mummy.
Don't worry, Henry. Your mother would never do anything nasty like this to you. I wouldn't let her.
She hurt you.
Yes. And I'm so sorry you were there to see it. I've been worrying about that, actually.
Why?
Because... Well... Sometimes when people we love do dreadful things, we think perhaps it's our fault. And it isn't. It really isn't, Henry. That's what I want you to understand. None of this, mummy hurting me so badly, staying away from us for so long, it's not your fault. In any way whatsoever. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Because... Soon, some people are going to ask you what you think of Mummy. They want to know how she treated us.
What people?
Well, the police and some other important people who want to help Mummy be nicer in future. If that's going to happen, which is what we want, isn't it?
Yes.
You mustn't fib to cover up for her. You mustn't say she was nice when she wasn't. That won't help Mummy at all. If we want her to get better and nicer again, you must tell the truth. How she shouted at you and made you afraid sometimes. Like when you wouldn't get in the bath. Do you remember?
Yes.
Good. That's all you have to do. Tell the truth, Henry.
It's nice. But we'd have to get it pap tested.
That's the trouble with lamps.
No, I don't think so.
You want to go on?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few more at the end of the road.
Hey, what does Jennifer mean, help cater their anniversary party?
She means we do everything. Prepare the food, organise the serving.
Yeah?
She says Brian's sourcing the wine.
Oh, that saves us a job.
On night, Jennifer makes sure we don't wreck her fabulous kitchen. Fusses around a bit and then gets all the credit when her guests say how fabulous it was.
Oh, she don't want a big discount because she knows us.
Oh, no, no, it's not mate's rates. She's paying full whack.
Good.
Oh, there's one over the road. Apart from the cash, mixing with the kind of guests that Brian and Jennifer are going to have.
Yeah, it won't hurt us, will it?
Oh, if we do a good job, we might get some more bookings.
When is it?
Friday the 3rd of June. Hey, this looks promising. Nice scarf.
Oh, and stools. Yeah, a few more bookings would be handy.
Yeah. But don't worry too much about the cafe. It'll pick up.
I hope so. Mum would like this.
I'll put it by for her birthday or something.
That's ages off yet. And she really don't need another vase.
Yeah, with any luck, we'll get some publicity from the Borchester Food and Drink Awards as well.
Now that feels funny, putting ourselves forward for light bites and best use of local ingredients.
Well, only because our customers want us to. Mm. It's not like we just decided ourselves.
And I suppose the judges will whittle it down to a shortlist.
Yeah. We've got to have the stool.
It's a nice wicker top.
It'll paint up beautifully. Mm. I love the nursery chair as well.
There's some fantastic stuff here, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. It's much better than the village jumble last week.
Oh. Yeah, it makes you wonder. Why has no one thought of doing a trail like this in Ambridge?
Hmm. Whatever your other qualities, Jazza, at least you're not confused by a frying pan. This is rather good.
Huh. So how does this morning rate? Up there in your all-time top 10?
Hardly.
Pass the ketchup, will you?
It was a complete disaster from start to finish.
Ta. That's what I thought.
Oh, you realise, then?
Aye. Tricky wee beggar's buds, isn't they? Skulking and hiding the whole time. Can't it be easy at your age?
What?
I'm failing faculties and all that.
Jazza!
You'd be better off with something bigger, like train spotting or something.
The birds weren't the problem this morning. You were.
Huh? How'd you make that out?
It was impossible to concentrate. You chattering 19 to the dozen the whole time.
Me? Hardly said two words.
Problems with the pigs and the cafe. What Neil says, what Kirsty says. Molly Button's opinion on the shop being closed. The birds didn't get a look in.
You're joking. That's way over the top.
It's obvious you can't concentrate on anything else. You're missing your job and the pigs too much. Above all, your friendship with Tom Archer.
I reckon these sedge wobblers made your ears go funny. I don't remember saying anything about that idiot Tom Archer.
You mentioned him at least half a dozen times. Now, why not go over after breakfast and put things right?
Excuse me? He's the only one we're apologising today.
Or does it matter who's at fault? If it's making you both unhappy.
I'm not unhappy. I don't know where you get that idea for, Jim.
Oh.
As far as I'm concerned, Bridge Farm's history. You should stop banging on about it. It's time to move on.
They were absolutely marmalised.
Yeah, what's it matter, Eddie?
Oh, losing to Paxley. It's embarrassing.
It's only cricket. We got more important things to worry about.
I know, Dad.
We only got a few weeks. Where are we going to live then?
Oh, we'll sort something out.
Oh, I ain't so sure.
We knew he was only staying here so long.
Well, I hope the Sterlings had changed their minds.
Well, they haven't.
Don't know why they want to come back to Ambridge. Swapping all that sunshine for the crime capital of Borsetshire.
Oh, it ain't that bad.
You tell that to Rob Titchener. They'd be better off staying in Italy. Suit us and all.
We'll find somewhere.
Somewhere big enough, eh? Without me being shunted into a home.
We didn't let it happen last time. It isn't going to happen now. Any road, instead of staying here worrying, how about coming to Ambridge Hall with me?
What for?
Company. Don't worry. I won't set you working.
I thought you was doing your paving tomorrow.
No, I was, till I found out Linda and Robert are out this afternoon.
Ah.
Mooching round the gardens at Barefield Manor, pinching more ideas.
Yeah, well, I could come with you, I suppose. A pipe in the garden, a lay down in the shepherd's hut, if I've a mind to.
Why not? Give it some use.
You going now?
Yep. The sand's loaded.
Hey, if they ain't around...
Yeah?
There's something else you might want to do over there.
You don't need to break it up quite so small, Tony.
No.
If we get the curds this sort of size...
Oh, right. Trust me to overdo it.
Well, you're not. You're doing very well.
For a novice.
Well, it took Helen a while to master cheese making. This is the part we usually did together.
She's got the right sort of hands for it, Pat.
I always liked it when she asked me to help. Working side by side, chatting about nothing and everything.
You will do again.
Yes. Oh, that's still quite small.
Oh. I'd be better off shifting arcs, but Tom won't let me.
Well, he's got Johnny helping him when he gets back from college.
I could have done it.
He doesn't want you straining yourself. And I need you here.
I wish he wasn't being so hard on himself.
If you carry on, I'll add the salt.
He's seen to the pigs, doing the deliveries, supervising Morris. He can't cover everything on his own.
That's what I said to your mum earlier.
Oh, you dropped in on her?
Only briefly, with her shopping.
How is she?
Oh, same as always. We were talking about Tom, how he hardly had any time with Henry yesterday.
Yeah, he was annoyed about that afterwards. He promised him a game of football, but he was too busy.
It felt as if Henry was here and gone in a blink.
Oh, we should be seeing more of him after, what is it, Fudra?
The dispute resolution meeting.
It's a long way off.
I know. Not until June. Each week feels like he's drifting a little further away from us. And from his mum.
You can spare the time, Josh.
Oh, yeah. That's why I dashed back from college. Well, there's plenty of flying going on.
It's such a warm day.
Better get them quiet first. Is that okay, Gran?
You're in charge of the hives now.
No, I'm not.
I'm here only in an advisory capacity.
You're Queen Bee. Always will be.
Thank you very much.
You're right, though. It'd be great if it's sunny when the TV company are here.
Who's doing the report?
Oh, we think it's going to be Evie Thorne-Davis. Let's get this off.
Evie? The fair-haired one?
No. Long, dark hair. Really attractive.
Oh, with the eyebrows. Does the good look at Borsetshire Strand?
Yeah, that's her.
Always seems permanently surprised. Whenever they say there's a chance of rain, she looks as if it's the most amazing news she's ever heard.
Well, we can't wait to meet her.
That doesn't surprise me.
At least me and Toby can't. Rex isn't that bothered. Oh, they haven't drawn much wax out.
We only put the supers in a week ago. It'll be wonderful publicity for your pastured eggs, if they actually show it.
Oh, they're bound to. It's a great story.
I suppose it makes a nice change from juggling cats.
I was hoping to push the eggs at Open Farm Sunday as well.
You must.
I can't. Mum and Dad don't want me taking the trailer to Hollow Tree.
Why not?
Well, they say it makes the tour too long.
Oh. Mm. Oh, don't forget to check under the excluder.
I won't.
We don't want to lose the Queen.
So, no one's going to see our landed poultry.
What a shame. If only there was some way of bringing the hens nearer the house.
I know I'm being cheeky.
Oh, no, you're not.
It ain't 2 minutes out the way running you up to the tea room.
Are you sure?
Of course, Emma.
Oh, Tara. I thought you'd be long gone by now.
Oh, we were setting off when Dad had a brainwave.
Ah, the good one too.
Right, if you don't mind hanging on a second.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I've got to get the last of it.
Oh, that's great. I'm a bit late, but I've texted Fallon.
Oh,
I want to talk jumble trails with her while we work. We're aiming for Whit Weekend.
Well, I don't know how folk here will go for it. Eh?
Well, is that why I'm trying? If nothing else, it's a chance for the tea room to shift some stock.
Yeah, you want to get Edward making more doll's house furniture for you.
You've seen the elf's bed.
Ah, and a titchy little chest of drawers, you mean?
Oh, it was so fiddly.
Yeah, wonderful. Making something like that.
I don't say nothing to Kira about it.
No, I won't.
Ed's going to sneak him into Millennium Wood one night. So when we take her up on Friday...
Ah, what a lovely surprise.
Yeah, we hope so.
Mind, once the Stirlings come back, it might not just be elves needing to camp out in the wood.
Oh, eh? Joe, we'll be all right.
Of course we will. Soon as I've loaded, we're off.
Well, you finally getting shot at that mushroom compost?
That's right.
It's been hanging around for months, hasn't it?
Oh, maturing nicely.
Dad's idea. I'm going to mulch Linda's new flower beds with it.
Oh, yeah?
That's a bit of a favour to her.
It might be a favour, Eddie. Still needs to go on the invoice.
And after we fill the moulds?
We leave them an hour, and then come back to turn them.
Oh.
I'll do it.
Do you mind?
Oh, you get on with the peppers.
Oh, thanks. And I want to get some aubergines going in the tunnels.
Hmm.
Tom can't grumble about me doing that. Then I'll check the orders for the veg boxes.
Wonder what she's doing right now.
Yes.
Reading a book? Staring out of a window? Has she got a window? Where's the sense in it, Tony?
I don't know.
I accept something's gone badly wrong. The system has to deal with her somehow, but what possible good comes out of keeping her inside? She's almost full term, for heaven's sake.
She should have been granted bail.
I can stay busy for so long. When I stop, I just want to reach out and hug her. But they won't let me.
Oh, come here, Pat. I hate what's happening as well.
You can see her. Must be wonderful to be able to visit.
It is. And I wish you could.
Makes me so angry.
Yes. But we mustn't let it beat us.
Oh.
I feel the same. But it's up to us to keep everything going. So Helen and her children have a life to come back to.
Don't you want gloves on?
No, I'm only taking a look, Gran. How long's it been here?
Can't remember exactly. Long enough for the nettles to take over.
We'll have to clear this patch properly one day.
What state is it in?
Well, it's not very big, is it?
No. Oh, I can see it's falling to pieces. Mm. Oh, I should have realised. Sorry for dragging you over when you could be revising.
Oh, no. Don't worry. I'm way ahead with exam revision.
It's obviously not the slightest use for Open Farm Sunday.
Oh, probably not. But you never know.
Pat, Tony.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Can I give you a message for Tom, or is it better to ring him?
It depends what it is.
It's the order for the tea room.
Oh?
Yeah, normally we have a tray of country pork and a tray of spicy midweek, but we're not going to need them now.
Nothing at all?
No. It's really quiet, see, with the shop being shut.
Yeah. We'll make sure he knows. No sausages midweek.
Thanks. I thought I'd catch you while I saw you. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Emma.
It's obvious what she thinks about the shop staying closed.
We'll have to do something about it, Pat.
What?
I don't know. But the shop, the tea room, Tom wearing himself out...
It's awful, isn't it?
It won't take much for Johnny to backpedal at college if he thinks we need more help.
That's what they don't see in court. They only look at the person in front of them, not the whole family being torn apart. Where's the sense in that?
Pat.
Oh, it's insane. Like something out of a Victorian novel.
Going over and over, it won't help. Oh, never mind me. What about your blood pressure?
I just get so worked up.
I know, and it worries me. We've enough to deal with already.
Point taken.
We've got to look after ourselves as much as anyone else, or we'll end up creating more problems.
Peggy said virtually the same thing at lunchtime. I'm afraid I lost it a bit there as well.
Oh, love.
Oh, don't worry, she talked me down.
Good old mum.
In some ways, she's left me even more worried.
How? Oh.
Well, she was very kind and sympathised about the bail refusal, but...
What?
There was something in her eyes, as though she felt sorry for me, for not being able to face up to what Helen's done.
Did she say that?
No, not at all. It was her manner. It was quite odd, as though she daren't say what she was really thinking.
Oh.
Tony, what if you, me, Tom and Kirsty are the only ones who still think Helen's got a case worth fighting for?
What?
Everyone else thinks we're deluding ourselves that she's only getting what she deserves.
Mum doesn't believe that.
No? You didn't see her. She was so calm. There must have been some reason for it.
Oh, I know I'm being a blessed nuisance, Jennifer.
No, you're not.
I won't stay long.
You stay as long as you like, Mum. It's lovely having you pop over.
I'm being silly, really.
Look, if you sit down, I'll make a pot of tea.
I've tried to occupy myself, but I simply can't shake it off.
Oh, dear.
So when Carol offered me a lift on her way to Pennyhasset...
Well, you never need an excuse to come and see us.
I've been stewing about it ever since yesterday. I'm afraid I really do need to let off steam.
I noticed on Sunday the Hawthorn's getting gappy in a couple of places.
We'll be fine, Pip.
We don't want any racing off. The whole point of bringing them in early is so they won't be stressed.
Oh, they won't be. They'll be so laid back tomorrow, they'll shear themselves. Take time, Tig.
I might patch up the gaps Thursday or Friday.
Yeah?
I thought I wouldn't have time this week, but that's not going to be a problem, is it?
Yeah? What's happened?
Matthew's going straight onto the new job in Northumberland.
What, the maternity cover? I thought that wasn't starting till July.
Oh, they want him early. He says it's such a great setup, he can't refuse.
Oh, what a pain.
There go the 4 days he was going to spend here.
Take time.
Normally he likes the freedom.
It's a pity. I was hoping we'd all go for a drink on Friday.
You actually approve of Matthew?
He's a good laugh. Big step up from Psycho Jude and Snoozy Spencer.
Spencer was all right.
Nice guy, but so dull.
Don't be mean. Oh, they're starting to bunch.
It's okay, Tig's seen it.
Well, they're going straight past.
Told you we needn't worry.
I want to go round most of our hedges before Open Farm Sunday.
What for? I'm pretty good, Nick.
Well, not by the road. There's so much rubbish been blown in.
That's not our fault.
It doesn't create a very good impression for visitors, does it?
Oh, I guess not. That'll do.
And what about the wreck you've dumped by the grain store?
Are we talking about Jude again?
Gran's old hen house.
Ah, right.
It's a real eyesore. You can't leave it there for Open Farm Sunday.
I'm not going to.
Good. When's it going?
Oh, stop fussing. There's nearly a month yet.
Except you'll say you'll shift it and then you'll get caught up in your A-levels and you won't give it a second thought.
I'm on it.
It definitely can't stay there.
It won't. I'm finding somewhere else.
Where?
I don't know. Near the parlour?
Where the visitors get on the trailer?
Yeah.
You cannot have it there.
That's where I need it if we're not taking the visitors out to Hollow Tree.
No. You're not seriously thinking of putting hens in it?
Maybe.
You can't.
Why not?
Because it's a total wreck.
At the moment.
Josh, we want visitors seeing the Herefords, the new dairy herd, this lot.
What about my hens?
But of course you've got to say something about them.
Thank you.
Look, put up a board or something, some photos.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
You can't hijack the whole day pushing your business at the expense of everything else.
Why can't people look at my poultry and your wonderful Herefords?
It's about emphasis. We've agreed to highlight the beef.
I haven't agreed anything.
Oh, come on, Josh. How about being a team player?
Oh, if I'd known you were here, Peggy, I'd have come through sooner.
Oh, don't worry, Brian.
The tea's just made. Have you got 5 minutes?
Well, I'm sorry, but Adam's expecting me on the estate.
You carry on.
Nothing's the matter, is it?
No, not at all. I was simply in the mood for some company.
Oh, well, intelligent conversation's Jenny's department. I'll leave you in her capable hands.
Oh, when'll you be back?
I'm not sure. Why?
Oh, we agreed to finalise the guest list today.
Oh.
Would you believe Sabrina's started angling for an invitation?
No.
To your anniversary party?
Yes. She came up to me in the shop as though she's one of our oldest and dearest friends.
What?
Yeah. It's only because she's heard that Justin's coming.
Oh,
she'll do anything for an entree into his world.
How ridiculous. Has that woman got no sense of shame?
It'll be in mint condition if she has. Never taken out of the box.
Well, we can discuss it later, darling.
Yeah, thanks, Jenny. Bye now.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Does what I said make sense, Jennifer?
Yes.
She was so worked up, my only concern was to calm her down. I don't let Pat see how angry I was myself.
Oh, no.
I was furious. I have been ever since the hearing. It's a preposterous decision.
Oh, very disappointing.
Whatever the rights and wrongs of Helen's actions, refusing her bail was barbaric.
Yeah, yes.
In her condition, do they really believe she's any further threat to Rob?
Well, of course she isn't.
She's no danger to anyone.
No. Except herself.
Well, yes. And keeping her in prison can only make that worse.
Mm. And it wouldn't be so bad if she could see Pat. Oh, I know Tom and Tony do the best they can. But it's not the same as seeing your mother. Wish I could go.
Yes.
Oh, I can't imagine what it'd be like to be in Pat's shoes.
Helen must be so lonely.
Oh, quite. And Brian and I were saying only yesterday, she's never been very robust mentally.
Is it any wonder? Losing poor John while still in her teens.
Yeah, and then Greg. Oh, she's never shown great judgment with men.
It's hardly the time to be raking over the past, Jennifer.
No, I know.
We have to find ways to support Helen, no matter how difficult it is for us.
I take it the soil was warm enough, Adam.
It's been showing 10 degrees the past few days. The weather's fairly settled.
Yeah, it feels the right time to get the maize in.
Wasn't doing so well this morning, the field behind Red House.
No?
No, the coulter gunged up 10 minutes in. Completely blocks the seed pipe.
Well, you won't have any problems in here. The soil's not cloddy at all.
No.
Looks a near perfect seedbed.
Yeah, pity to waste it on maize.
Yes. Will you still be drilling on Thursday?
With the acreage we've got to get in? Oh, yes.
Well, Justin might be calling by.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he rang this morning. Lots of compliments, how well Miranda's visit went last week. But he asked if he can bring a friend to look at the estate.
What for?
He wants to show Latif a few things Damar and BL get up to.
Trying to impress a potential investor?
Well, I'm not sure. I think Latif's more of a friend. He's the chap Justin bought his horses from.
Oh, him.
Well, you never know. He might be a future investor, but at the moment, Justin mainly wants to show him the AD unit. Oh, nice turn.
Thank you. I ought to know how to drive this thing by now.
Yeah, he thought they should see the start of the process with the maize going in.
I get it. A greenwashing exercise.
Look, there's no harm in showing them BL does its bit for the environment.
That's a matter of opinion.
I know you're not in love with growing maize for the AD unit.
I'm not even flirting from the other side of the room.
Well, would you rather we plonked a nuclear power station on Hayden Barrow?
No, but if BL really wants to do some good, why not put some money into offshore wind turbines? I know you've got to be careful where you site them, but you get far more electricity from a turbine than an AD unit.
Only when the wind's blowing. What we supply is a lot more reliable.
As long as you're happy to sacrifice the quality of the soil and wasteland that you'll be growing food. Look at the impact on rents.
Oh, all right. Look, there are pros and cons on both sides, Adam.
Not if you ask me.
Well, unless Arkwright Lake has sudden ambitions to become an inland sea, this is largely academic. So I'll have to make do with the feed-in tariff we're getting.
It's not all about money, Brian.
Oh, marvellous. Are you going to bang on like this when Justin's here?
That'll do. Oh, well done, Tig.
They know where they're working?
What, Ed and Jazza? Yeah, they should do. Same as last year.
Well, I'll be up Bill Oldfield's in the morning. I'll get back as soon as I can.
Oh, no worries. I've got a free first thing. No one will notice if I'm a bit late.
Josh?
I probably won't be. And anyway, I'll make sure they're okay before I go in.
You know, it's going to look so shabby.
Pip.
One of the first things visitors see, a tatty old hen house half falling over.
It'll be done up by then.
Oh, yeah?
And I haven't decided where it's going to end up.
For most people, Evie Thorne, what's it, doing a big plug on TV would be enough.
That's only a start.
I don't understand why everyone thinks she's so special.
Because she's gorgeous.
With that squeaky voice.
It's not squeaky. It's sexy.
Oh, you're joking.
Toby fancies her like mad. But with me around, he's got no chance.
If you are on a good look at Borsetshire, will you ditch the hen house?
No!
Josh, the whole family is going in the same direction for Farm Sunday. Except you.
Look, I don't see the problem. We already sell beef, lamb and milk.
Not enough. At the right prices.
At least they're up and running. Upper class eggs is just getting started.
So you want to hog every last scrap of publicity?
No. Look, I want the visitors to see everything, but a start-up needs all the attention it can get.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm worried.
Neither do I.
You know the good thing?
What?
The hen house is going to end up back on the scrap heap anyway.
No, it isn't.
Oh, you're always full of big ideas, Josh, but I guarantee you won't have the patience to fix it up properly and make it usable again.
No, I probably won't. But I might know a man who can.
You're sure, Adam?
It's no trouble.
Oh, I can always drive Mum back.
I'm going back to Honeysuckle anyway, so if you're ready, Gran.
Oh, thanks very much, then.
Not at all.
And thank you for listening, Jennifer. I hope I haven't bored you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Now you try and have a relaxing evening.
I will. But I've one or two things to consider. Goodbye again, Brian, and good luck with the anniversary preparations.
Thanks. And don't forget what I've said, Adam.
I won't. Parked over here, Gran.
Give me your arm, then.
Bye! Oh, poor Mum. She's really quite agitated.
She's not the only one. You wouldn't believe the nonsense I've had to put up with from Adam this afternoon.
Oh, what have you two been arguing about now?
I told him Justin wants to show Latif our maze and AD operation. It was like lobbing sodium into water. He did everything except burst into flames.
Oh, don't exaggerate, Brian.
He did. He started moaning about maze again. Wants us to tear down the digester and stick a load of wind turbines in the am.
What?
Well, not quite, but heading that way. And aren't B.L. dreadful monsters for wanting to make a profit?
Oh, Brian.
Look, it's all very well smiling, Jenny. This is serious.
Oh, one of your usual spats.
Not if Adam keeps it up on Thursday. Justin likes to come across as easygoing, but an awful lot of that's front.
Yes, I know.
He's very uncomfortable with criticism.
Well, that shouldn't stop you if he's wrong.
You have to go about it the right way, tactfully. Certainly, never, ever, in front of a friend he's trying to impress. He sees that as unforgivable.
Adam won't do that.
Well, he mustn't. That's what I tried to impress on him. He starts sounding off about his usual obsessions in front of Latif, Justin will never forget, especially when it's time to renew the arable contract.
Oh, Adam's far too sensible to jeopardise that.
Is he? You didn't hear him earlier. We're going to have to be very careful.
We are?
Oh, didn't I tell you they're coming here first to have a drink and say hello?
Oh, no, you hadn't mentioned that, actually.
Afterwards, I'll just have to steer Justin and Latif round him.
How about being careful yourself?
I'm not the problem, Jenny.
Ooh, it's pot and kettle. You're always setting each other off.
That's not fair.
Oh, yes, it is. On past form, I'm quite sure it won't just be Adam who needs watching on Thursday.
You're okay without a catcher?
Oh, yeah.
The pen's already set up. You've got a board for rolling.
Where's the sacks, Josh?
Other side of your van. If you can fill them in front of the hurdles, me and Pip will move all the fleeces later.
Well, fair enough.
Is that it? Or do you guys need anything else?
No. A big shot of wake-up juice for Ed.
I can get you both a coffee.
No, I'm kidding. I was yawning in the van, that's all.
Oh, heavy night.
No, I wish. I was on the estate till late getting a stretch of fence up.
Right.
I'd have finished earlier, but Adam stopped for a moan about Brian.
Well, if you're okay. Hang on, Bert!
Morning!
Give me a shout if you need anything.
Will do. Right, who's shearing first?
How about Ashia, you roll.
Yeah, okay.
At least till you wake up.
I'm not that bad.
I don't reckon it's estate work wearing you. It's strapping off bedrooms for the pixies afterwards.
Oh, get your head straight, Jazz. Elves, not pixies.
It's not long now, Helen.
Tomorrow, I know.
And we're still agreed it's the best way forward for you and your baby? You're comfortable with the decision?
Yes.
You could think of it as a safety net. If you're admitted to the mother and baby unit, you can be with your baby up to trial.
And after that?
Well, that depends on what happens, of course. If there were to be a further custodial element, then they'd have to reassess the situation. But let's not worry about that now. The main thing is tomorrow.
I need to keep the baby with me. Away from him.
Which is why it's so important to present yourself as best you can in the video link.
Yes, all right.
Good.
Who will I be talking to, Anna?
The admissions board.
A board?
Usually three or four people. Someone in the chair, usually a social worker, and the unit manager and a community offender manager.
Are they going to be asking questions, all of them?
I know, it seems daunting. That's why we need to prepare properly.
I get nervous on camera, even just being photographed.
It's unfortunate it's the one unit able to admit you immediately. If it were nearer, you'd be able to address the board in person.
What are they going to ask?
That's what we'll talk through this morning. The board has to satisfy itself that coming to the MBU is appropriate for you, for your baby, and for the unit.
Will there be lots of questions?
Enough for them to make an assessment.
I know what's going to happen. It'll be the same as last week.
This is very different from the bail hearing.
She thought I was a bad person, didn't she? A bad mother. She must have done.
A judge has to consider a wide range of factors, Helen. You pleaded not guilty precisely because you want to look after your little boy.
I had to. I couldn't bear him taking the baby.
Which is why you want to be admitted to the MBU.
Well, what if they're like the judge? And don't believe me.
My honest opinion?
Yes, please, Bert.
It's in an awful state. Absolutely awful.
It has seen better days, I guess.
There's as much wants cutting out as keeping. I mean, most of this roof's rotten for a start.
Yeah, that definitely wants replacing.
Nest box is mouldy.
Well, we can lose that as well.
Oh, what do you want to do with it?
Oh, well, I don't want to do anything with it. It's way beyond my skill set.
The whole thing's not far off matchwood.
The question is whether someone with your amazing joinery skills can transform it.
Transform it into what?
There are a number of issues the board will want to address when you speak to them. They need to satisfy themselves there's nothing about your behaviour, but the way you conduct yourself, that will put your own child at risk.
There isn't.
Or could harm any of the other mothers and babies.
I wouldn't. Alan, I couldn't hurt a child, honestly.
You must make the board see that.
I'd never hurt anyone.
They also need to know you're willing to refrain from any substance abuse the whole time you're there.
But they think I'm a drug taker.
This is standard procedure. The board has to treat everyone equally. That's why you have to provide a urine sample as well.
Oh.
Some of the women in the unit will have a history of substance abuse. It's often why an application is refused. In some years, less than half of the applicants are successful.
Less than half?
So, is there anything I should be aware of?
No.
Good.
I don't even drink much these days. Can't remember the last time I did.
They'll also want to establish there aren't any health issues that might make it difficult for you to look after your baby.
No, I'm all right now. I mean, I know sometimes there have been times when... But I always took care of Henry, always.
Yes, I know.
When he was born, I'd do anything for him. If he had a temperature, I stayed up all night with him.
Well, if you get an opportunity, tell them that. Show them what a conscientious mother you are.
It was easier then. I had Mum. They came to send me miles away.
It's not ideal. But if you're admitted, you'll be supported by professionals throughout the birth, Helen.
Why can't I have the baby down here?
Helen.
But I don't know anyone there. I'll be completely alone.
What do you want instead of a sloping roof?
I was thinking more of a rounded one, like an old-fashioned caravan.
Ooh, that takes some doing.
Oh, yeah. Way out of my league.
So if it's mainly for show...
Yeah, well, the hens would only be in there for one day.
I suppose you could bend some cheap veneer into shape.
Oh, great idea.
And what were you saying about the front?
With the nest box off, we could add a couple of shafts, one either side.
Oh, the caravan theme again.
Yeah, to make it look horse-drawn.
We'll have to be a tiny horse.
We don't need a real one, Bert. We just want to make it look like a Romany caravan.
It'll look odd without any wheels.
Ah. You're way ahead of me. It would need some wheels, but that won't be too much trouble, will it?
Oh, where did you get the idea I've nothing better to do than make hen houses?
You made such a success of the eggmobiles.
Oh, I'm not sure I've got the time or the inclination.
Oh, I just thought it'd look nice for Farm Sunday. Painted up, with a dozen birds in.
Where's the wheels and axles supposed to come from?
I don't know.
They don't just lie around in heaps, you know.
No. I haven't really thought it through, have I?
No, you haven't.
I hadn't got much further than planning a sign to go with it. Hens on holiday. But if you're not interested...
What are you going to do with it after Farm Sunday?
No idea. I hadn't thought about that either.
If it was done up properly and you didn't want to keep it...
No.
It'd make rather a nice feature in my garden.
Oh, your answer to Linda's shepherd's hut.
Oh, no, much better than that by the time I've finished. Sure. Any chance of running me to the reclamation yard on your way into college?
Yes.
Many days here and you got any mess?
I don't know yet. Depends how often the estate wants me.
Still, you flitchy bamper.
That'll be okay, won't it?
Oh, have to be. I was sitting at Jem last night. I need to hang on to anything I can get.
So,
How's that going back at Greenacres?
Not too bad. Need to find a better hobby, mate.
Oh, yeah?
Aye. Bob watching Brecht's All the Laws of Physics. Makes time go backwards.
Well, if you're worried about having enough work, Emma says they're in a real mess at Bridge Farm.
Ah, are they?
You know, I bet if you went there now, they'd welcome you with open arms.
Aye, they probably would. It's not going to happen.
But, Jazz, you can't let it drag on forever.
I'm not the one that's at fault here. Tom's here needs to say sorry for belting me.
Careful, keep the skin flat.
It's nothing.
But we don't want Pip on our backs about Nick's.
It's no harm done. She's finished. Get in!
Mate, you might want to chill out a bit before the next one.
Talking about Ed, I'm totally chilled.
Yeah, right.
I never give Tom a second thought these days, the big ungrateful numpty. I've moved on.
Is there anything else you want to ask or go back over?
No.
You fully understand what the admissions board is for?
Yes.
And you know what to expect with the video link?
Yes.
Good. In that case...
Are you going?
Well, it's coming to the end of our time, Helen. We've done what we needed to do.
Right. What if it goes wrong tomorrow?
Then the other outcomes we've discussed become possible, which we don't want.
He can't have the baby.
You took an important first step when you pleaded not guilty. Now show the board they don't have to worry about you, that the best thing they can do is admit you and your baby.
You said only half the applicants get through.
Oh, it varies.
They won't want me.
It doesn't help to think like that, Helen.
That's what'll happen. I'm sure it is.
Remember, they aren't judges. They're simply trying to decide where you and your baby will be best placed. It's up to you to make them realise you can cope.
I'll try. But I can't hide everything.
Helen?
I can't. Not when people look at me.
What do you mean?
I've always been like that. Ever since I was a child.
Like what?
I was thinking about it last night.
About what?
I loved school. My first school. Never misbehaved, hardly ever.
Helen?
One Christmas, nearly Christmas, Miss Parker brought in a big tin of sweets for a quiz. If you said the right answer, you got a sweet, but she had to go out for a minute, and one of the boys, Danny... Oh, what's his name?
It doesn't matter.
Danny took two big handfuls, passed them round the tables. I got one. I didn't ask for it. When Miss Parker came in and saw the tin, she told us to look up. She looked right round the class, at our faces. I had the toffee tight in my hand. I was crushing it. My cheeks were burning, and she said, "Helen Archer, come out." No one else. I was so ashamed, and she made me open up my hand. I was terrified she'd tell Mum and Dad.
Did she?
No.
What about the other children? Danny?
I don't know. I had my head on my hands crying. I never told anyone.
You didn't take it from the tin.
I wanted to keep it. To eat it after school. She saw how weak I am. Like the judge saw last week.
No.
Like other people do. If it happens tomorrow, they won't want me. They'll take the baby away.
Don't let it happen.
I'm a wreck, Anna. Everyone says so.
Have some faith in yourself. You're a devoted mother to Henry. You want to be a good mother to the baby you're carrying.
Yes.
Then you're not a wreck. Be confident with the board. For your baby's sake, don't give them any reason to refuse you.
She doesn't mind.
Lillian?
I know Miranda can have rather a peremptory manner.
No.
More coffee, Justin?
No, not a moment, thank you. In fact,
Oh, put it down here on the island. Latif?
How much longer have we got, Brian?
Right, I thought we'd make a move and we'd finish these.
I'd better say no, Jennifer. Though it's very nice coffee, served in a beautiful kitchen.
Oh, nothing special.
Well, I think it's exceptional. But what do I know?
Oh, thank you.
Brian?
Not for me, darling.
So Lillian hasn't been grumbling, has she?
What about what?
Well, Miranda asking her to organise our tables for the Borchester Food and Drink Awards.
Oh, no, she's enjoying it.
You see?
Inner element.
As long as the purple tamarind doesn't win anything.
That's in Felpersham, isn't it? Not eligible.
Good. They cater for my daughter's 18th. As soon as I tried the turshi, I knew we'd made a mistake. The vegetables tasted like they'd been pickled in drain cleaner.
Oh, don't get them to do your 40th, Brian.
Oh, no, no, no. The anniversary's covered. Now we've got good local people coming in.
We still haven't settled on the wines or the music, though.
Oh, we're almost there, Jenny.
Perhaps you could ask the elves to play for you.
Oh. Jennifer was telling us about your diminutive friends.
Yes. Oh, it's so sweet. And a few more elf homes have appeared in the woods now.
On Green Belt? Outrageous.
I wish my gamekeeper would take his teeny tiny shotgun and blow the fairy folk to smithereens.
Tell me, is it the Ambridge or the Aldridge Millennium Wood?
Yes, I've heard both.
It's the Aldridge Wood.
Ah.
When we gifted the land to the village, people insisted on naming it after us.
Yes, that's more or less what happened. Now, are we ready, gentlemen?
Very much so. I'm looking forward to seeing how you operate.
Who's that?
I'll get it, Jenny.
Hello, can I help you?
I was looking for Kate.
Good heavens, Linda!
Yes?
I didn't recognise you under such an enormous hat.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, leave as many as you like, Fallon.
Ah, thanks, ma'am. The rest are going out at the weekend. We're leafleting everywhere off the green.
Ooh, that'll be hard work.
Well, we've got to find out if there's enough interest to have a jumble trail here before we commit.
You were really impressed on Sunday, weren't you?
That's the most fun I've ever had in Greenbury.
Oh, that ain't the toughest of challenges. What's the fake committee make of it?
Well, it's nothing to do with them. Yeah, if we get a good response, we'll hold it well before the fete.
No, I meant the principal. Young guys like you and Emma organising a village event.
Why not?
Oh, it's bad enough going head-to-head with your mother in the Food and Drink Awards.
Oh, yeah. What's the bull in for?
Family dining and best use of local ingredients.
Oh, well, we're only up against you in one category, then.
Well, that's more than enough. Not to show your old mum more respect.
Hey, I'm hoping Dad will have a stall for some of his old CDs and records.
He'll take some persuading.
Why? He's got them all digital now. Is he around?
Yeah, Borchester Market buying meat. Mm. I'll tell him what you said when he gets back.
Mm, thanks.
I was thinking of sounding him out about some of myself.
Oh, yeah.
We get far more energy out of the digester by using maize than slurry on its own.
I see.
And it's a useful break crop.
Admittedly, not without its own problems.
You were saying there are only certain fields you can grow it in, Brian.
Yeah, that's right, because, I mean, it's best to be fairly level like this to avoid runoff. You can get erosion if you're not careful.
To me, one field looks very much like another.
Oh, no, you've got to be clued up about renewable energy these days, Latif.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm glad BL's such a pioneer in Borsetshire, using biogas to generate electricity.
Yeah, and it's a market that'll only get bigger. And I say that both as chair of BL and as a farmer.
It's where the synergy between home, farm and the estate's been so useful, especially with things like the digester, isn't that right?
Very much so.
To my shame, we experimented with outside contractors not long ago.
Yeah, but there's no need to drag that up.
It didn't work at all. We learned our lesson and got straight back to Brian.
So that chap in the cab isn't a contractor?
No, he's my stepson.
Ah.
Well, perhaps we can move on to the estate office now. It'll give you more of an overview.
Would he be able to stop and talk for a minute?
Adam?
Why not? I'm sure he'd be glad of a break.
There are one or two things I'd like to ask him about what he's doing.
Well, I can tell you anything you need to know about maize, Latif.
I'm sure you can, Brian. But it's always nice to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Oh, well, very well then. Adam? Adam?
Miranda Elliott's issuing new instructions every 5 minutes. Lynn's beside herself. Oh, honestly, some of the language she came out with after the last call. I think she wishes she hadn't agreed to organise their tables in the first place.
Suppose I could have got the time wrong.
And Kate definitely arranged to meet you here.
Yes, but I could try the cottage again.
Yes, yes, maybe.
I feel so embarrassed.
Well, you mustn't. It's hardly noticeable.
It's all over my face, Jennifer. If I took my sunglasses off, you'd see. The red goes right up to my eyes.
Oh, goodness.
I look like a raspberry. I dare go anywhere without my hat.
When did it start?
2 days ago. I woke up with sore eyes, and yesterday the rash erupted.
Has there been a high pollen count?
Well, I take it by usual remedies for hay fever.
And you think that Kate could help?
Well, I thought she might know someone I could go to.
Yes. Now, are you sure you don't want a drink?
No, thank you. My greatest fear is that it's the silver birch. One of the main focal points of my Resurgam garden. What if I'm particularly allergic to birch pollen?
Oh, well, that would be a shame.
And if we have to take it out, it'll leave a scar that won't heal before the Queen's birthday.
Oh, yes.
The garden'll lose all its sense of integrity.
And I was posting about the birthday weekend earlier on the village website.
I'm just praying my skin'll be better by then. There's so much going on.
And I'm looking forward to the picnic on Sunday.
Yes.
And I do like the parish council's idea.
Oh, commemorative mugs for the children. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, it's marvellous.
Yes, isn't it?
Ambridge at its best. Everybody pulling together for a general celebration.
Yeah. Well, nearly everybody.
Oh. Oh, how insensitive of me.
No.
I don't suppose Henry will feel much like celebrating with the other children.
Oh, well, it might do him some good. Take him out of himself.
Certainly puts my trivial concerns into perspective, doesn't it? I'm so sorry, Jennifer. What's the latest news about Helen?
I tell you what might swing it with your dad.
What?
You and Harrison coming to his FA Cup quiz.
When's that?
Night before the final. You get a team up, he has a stall on your trail.
You think he'll go for it?
Yeah. He really wants the quiz to go well.
Is he running it himself?
Him and Kenton.
You see.
Yeah, I know.
They can work together.
Yeah, they get on okay if it's men's stuff, like football, stuff that doesn't involve me. Other times, it's a whole different story.
But I thought Kenton would be used to having Dad around by now.
Well, the old green-eyed monster still shows up now and then.
It shouldn't.
No.
Dad doesn't think that way about you anymore.
No, of course he doesn't. We're just mates now. Who happened to share a lovely daughter.
Well, can't you get that across?
Oh, I keep trying, Fallon.
Oh.
But Kenton won't have it that we're much better suited than your dad and I ever were.
That's obvious to everyone.
Well, not to him.
Well, you've got to persuade him. It'd be a real shame if you can't offer Dad a permanent job.
Oh, it'd be the making of him. And he's so much better than the agency chefs.
Everyone likes a new menu.
I know, he's bringing in tons of trade. I reckon it's good for you and all, having him close by.
Yeah, we're getting on much better than we used to.
Yeah, I know.
Has Kenton definitely ruled it out?
No, I ain't set out yet. I want to ask Wayne first.
Well, I bet he'll go for it. He loves working in the bowl.
I can make a good business case for it. But Kenton...
It's a shame Dad hasn't got a girlfriend at the moment.
Yeah.
Kenton wouldn't have to worry.
No. That'd be perfect.
If only there was someone around.
Kenton don't know there isn't, does he?
Fertiliser at the top, seed goes in the hoppers.
45,000 an acre. That sounds a lot.
Our seed rep would like us to use more.
Oh, don't listen to him, Adam. Too high a risk of lodging.
The maize falling over when it's grown makes it hard to harvest.
Adam, Brian and I have been singing the praises of our AD setup, but it might be interesting for Latif to hear a younger man's take.
Oh. Well, we mustn't put him on the spot while he's working.
Why is it putting him on the spot?
Well, I don't mind. I think there's a very strong case for using animal and food waste to create bioenergy.
It seems very practical to me.
And doing what we do, not just using waste, but putting land aside to grow maize for the digester.
Given the economics of the situation, I can fully understand why BL want to do it.
Good.
Yes.
But if I'm to get finished today...
Oh, yes, mustn't hold you up any longer.
It was very kind of you to stop.
Not at all. Enjoy the rest of your tour.
Thanks.
Yes, thanks, Adam.
45,000 seeds an acre. That's a lot of maize.
Adam's a decent chap, isn't he?
Yes.
Very helpful.
You were quite right about him, Brian. Very much a pragmatist.
Oh, yes. Doesn't let you down when the pressure's on.
Oh,
Well, I can only apologise, Linda.
Oh, it's not your fault, but I think I'll make a move.
And at least she texted.
It would have been useful knowing an hour ago she was stuck in Waterley Cross, but I have enjoyed our chat.
And I'll get her to ring you with some ideas later.
Thank you.
Oh, just wish there was something I could suggest. But, well, apart from concealer...
No, it doesn't matter, Jennifer. You have helped. You've made me appreciate how small my worries are.
I feel so sorry for Pat and Tony.
Oh, I know. It must be dreadful for them.
Mum says Pat's distraught.
Naturally.
I still can't understand why Helen refused to see her when she had the chance.
Well, shame is a very potent emotion. Even a silly rash makes me want to hide my face away.
Helen can be her own worst enemy.
And she's such a sensitive girl.
Oh, prison must be so stressful for her.
Yes.
And today's such an important day.
Oh, you said they're deciding where she'll have the baby?
Now, I'm not certain what time her admission interview was, but...
Oh, yet more stressful.
And isn't it humiliating having the most basic choices taken away from you?
The whole situation's a tragedy, Jennifer.
Well, yes.
Rob suffered badly, physically and emotionally. Henry's seen his father injured, his mother taken away. I mean, how do you begin to make sense of that at his age?
Well, you can't.
No.
And he's hardly seeing anything of Pat and Tony either, and just one day a week. Oh,
most of all, I feel sorry for Helen. No matter what she's done, and I'm not defending her actions.
No, no.
Justice must have its day, but to be taken away from everyone she knows and loves, to live among strangers, and very troubled strangers, I imagine.
Oh, it doesn't bear thinking about.
Poor girl must be feeling completely alone.
It would have been easier to drive to Coombell to check the grass.
Walking will get some of the cakes off your belly, David.
How dare you? That, it's pure muscle, that
yeah.
is.
Did Alistair say the ruler had been vandalised?
No, the handle's been coming loose for months.
So it's no big deal?
Well, it is if we can't botch a repair. We won't be able to roll the pitch properly before playing Penny Hassett.
Did he want you to have a go at it?
No, it's more Chris's line of work. If Alistair can ever pin him down.
Alice says he's been really busy lately.
Well, Alistair was more interested in making sure I'll turn out again.
After the knock you took last time?
It'll be fine.
Oh, David.
Look, he won't have a team otherwise. We've got to get more of the young ones in. Get some commitment out of those Fairbrothers, maybe.
Did you see they've started moving the hens out of the caravan?
Oh, about time.
The first 20 went into the eggmobile this afternoon.
They weren't mobbed by autograph hunters while they were doing it.
If Josh has his way, they soon will be.
He wasn't happy, was he? Evie's spending more time interviewing Toby.
He'll get over it. And he's pleased it was broadcast the same day.
Yeah, it was great. I thought Joshy came over really well.
He did. He's put it online already.
Has he? Well, that's it then. Losing our oldest son to the glitterati.
Not quite. The whole piece was only 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, you still made the big time when you're on Good Lord, it's Borsetshaw.
Are you ever going to get tired of calling it that?
I don't think so. Although I don't suppose Neil will have enjoyed it.
He'll be hot and mad after laying down the law about commitment to their original business.
Yeah, it's odd. Josh doesn't seem bothered about that at all.
Yeah, you can run on from here, Kira.
Only as far as the trees, mind.
Don't make loads of noise.
You'll frighten the elves.
More likely flatten them, the rate she's going.
Oh, you should have seen her at pick-up, Ed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, jumping up and down, telling her teacher, we're going to see the elves.
Well, I hope she isn't disappointed. George wasn't interested then?
He's too old. He's better off getting his tea at Nick and Will's.
I wish Will wasn't giving him so much extra pocket money.
Is he?
Oh, he must be. You see George's new game?
The one you spent ages playing?
I was only showing an interest.
Yeah, of course you were.
Oh, it's got brilliant graphics. No, not too far ahead, Kira.
Hey, how'd you get on at Tom's? Any luck?
No, he's not budging an inch.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Me neither, really. I told him it was only jazz mouthing off and he didn't mean anything by it.
It was stupid joking like that. It must have been awful for Tom.
Still really narked about it.
Helen, dear.
Graham.
Let me...
They won't let you hug me.
I was told I can give you a peck on the cheek. There, dear. Oh, these chairs look quite comfortable. How are you?
Oh, Gran.
You're looking much better than I expected.
Am I?
All things considered.
I hate you seeing me here.
Oh, they did ask if you were happy for me to come.
Oh, yes. You're on my list.
I'm very glad.
But I didn't think what it'd be like for you.
I was determined to come, dear. I've been so worried about you. We all have. With your mother and best friend not able to visit, it's only common sense.
Yes. But such an effort for you.
Not at all.
Did you have to... Did they search you?
Oh, a very nice officer gave me a quick pat-down. I told her to tell me if she found anything interesting.
Oh, Gran, you shouldn't have to go through all that.
They're only doing their job. I went through very much worse in the war and didn't think twice about it. Now tell me, dear, how are you? How's the baby?
Oh, quite lively this morning.
Well, that's a good sign.
How's Henry?
He's doing very well.
Does he understand why I'm not at home?
Your dad and mum have told him as much as he needs to know. They say he's quite content with that.
Oh.
He's been going to school as usual.
Will someone buy him something nice? A kid's magazine? He'd love that.
Yes, dear.
From me?
Of course.
Will you tell him I love him? I love him so much.
I'll make sure I tell him. But he knows that already.
Don't say anything about this.
No.
What about Mum? Dad says she's managing, but everything's so... It must be a shock for her.
She's coping very well, dear. Your father was telling me they've started off a new batch of Borsetshire Blue this week.
How's the shop? He hasn't tried going in.
Stop worrying, dear. Everything's running as smoothly as possible on the farm. Let's hear your news. What about that interview yesterday? I want you to tell me everything that happened.
If there's no switch in the weather, I'll start cutting on Sunday. Let it wilt and then pick it up on Monday.
It won't matter if we let it slip a day or two.
No. A lot less pressure now, we don't need so much. Well, if we're done here...
Okay, let's head back. See if your mum's made the Madeira cake she was talking about.
I'd feel too guilty to try it after what you said.
Really?
Well, maybe just, you know, very small slice.
Have you got the silage sides on yet?
Not yet, no. Seeing to the trailers tomorrow.
I'll have another look at the forecast later, and then maybe give Bridge Farm a heads up.
Yeah. May not be making as much as last year, but it still would be useful having Johnny in an extra tractor.
I'll put him on standby.
You could always see if Tom's changed his mind about Open Farm Sunday.
Oh, I don't want to pester him.
No. It's a shame, though.
Normally he wouldn't hesitate. I guess they've got bigger problems to worry about at the moment.
Big time. Oh. I suppose next to that silage making, an Open Farm Sunday seem... incredibly trivial.
Right, let's stop here. Yeah, this feels like elf territory.
Oh yeah, maybe that's what the birds are chattering about.
Look. You walk on, Kira. Real quiet and slow.
Quiet as a mouse.
Yeah, you don't want to scare them away.
Yeah, that's it.
Me and Mum will stay here so we don't frighten them.
Is it far?
No, she'll see stuff as soon as she hits the corner.
Your mum's worried, isn't she?
Yeah. Mostly about the effect on Grandad.
What are we going to do?
Look online, check the paper.
That'd be hard. Finding somewhere for all of us.
She loves Grange Farm, didn't she?
Kira?
Yeah. Mm. And George. All that space.
Yeah, it's free and easy there too.
Mm. Try a bit further, darling.
And they love Grandad. They're good for him.
Mm. With the worst comes the worst, we could always move back in with my mum and dad.
Yeah.
I know, it's much less free and easy, but they do love being with the kids. I know they'd have us.
You said anything to them?
No, not yet. Well, at least it's a roof over our heads.
Yeah.
I know mum isn't the easiest to get on with. All that fuss about where to put your shoes and that.
It's their house. It's their rules. It's fair enough.
You said she'd see something by now.
Kira, look. Look properly. Round the corner.
Oh, she's off.
That I told you. What have you found, sweetheart?
Her face.
It's brilliant.
Do you see when she spotted the little garage?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Kira. Someone's put... Some elves have put a string of lights round the holly tree.
Yeah, yeah. Go and have a look. See what else is around.
Hey, carefully.
There's loads more stuff than on Tuesday.
Is there?
There's 3 or 4 more doors. Is that a sign? Gnome, sweet gnome.
Must be catching on.
What are people like, eh?
As daft as you.
Yeah, they must be.
Your bedroom's the best.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. The way her eyes lit up when she saw it.
Yeah, I know.
Mummy, this is where they live.
Mm. You never could resist a white T-shirt, could you?
That's for being a brilliant dad and making fairy tales come true.
I expect the mother and baby unit will be much cosier than here.
But it's so far away.
Your father and Tom will come up, and so will I.
No, no, you can't, Gran.
Why not?
It's much too far. You'll make yourself ill.
Nonsense.
You'll wear yourself out.
We'll make a trip of it. I've always liked seeing new places.
If you have to slog up there, it'll only make me feel worse.
Well, you mustn't let it, dear. Imagine what it'll be like for me if I can't see you. I'll be constantly worrying. I won't be able to tell your mother how you are, how her new grandchild is when he's born. That would be very unkind to both of us.
Oh,
you played your part yesterday. You were very strong, dear. Now it's my turn.
I was strong?
Yes. How many people was it?
3, 4, with the woman who chaired it.
Well, that must have been very frightening.
Yes, it was.
But you made them see that you're trustworthy, that it would be wrong to separate you.
I couldn't let him take the baby.
No, dear.
I was scared, but I forced myself to look at them, to answer their questions. I had to. He mustn't have the baby.
I agree that it's very much better for your child to stay with you.
Yes, it is. And Henry. I want both of them. To keep them safe. Make sure they don't stop loving me.
Is that what you're afraid of, Helen? They'll stop loving you. That Rob will stop them loving you. I'm proud of you, Helen. I can see you were very strong yesterday. And you'll have to stay strong when you go to the mother and baby unit. But at least you've got an advantage over most other people.
Have I?
You're an archer woman, Helen. They breed 'em tough.
I don't feel tough.
Well, you are, my dear. You've pulled through so much already that would have destroyed a weaker woman. And whatever happened with Rob, whatever led up to here and now, you still haven't given up. You keep on fighting for your children.
I have to.
That's why you must let us help you, the people who love you and want to support you, so that you can stay strong for yourself and your children, so that you can go on fighting. Can you do that, Helen?
Oh, Gran.
Can you?
Thank you. You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.